cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know, streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime on any screen at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.
Hey, everybody. Speaker Mike Johnson. We talk about how having a new speaker will impact the legislative agenda and some advice for the new Speaker of the House. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Become a member of the Charlie Kirk Show, charliekirk.com, and click on the Members tab. That is charliekirk.com, and click on the Members tab. Email me, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. I love hearing from you. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. We very well might have a speaker. We might have a speaker. Mike Johnson is the speaker designate. We're going to have a vote, hopefully momentarily here, but don't pop the champagne yet. Mike Johnson is a great man. He's been on the program. He's solid. He's very smart. He's argued in front of the Louisiana Supreme Court. He is a true patriot, a godly man. And this process, we went through basically everybody. Thank goodness Emmer did not get it. It was a big win for the grassroots. Good job, everybody. Emmer just folded like a cheap suit. Go back to Minnesota to do deals with Democrats. There were other people that we wanted. I mean, Jim Jordan would have been terrific. Mike Johnson is similar kind of vein and form as Jim Jordan. He's tough. He's smart. And let me prove it to you. This morning, some antisocial person that works for, what is this, the New York magazine? Jonathan Chait says, all right, everybody, you have to hate him. House Speaker nominee Mike Johnson, New Yorker. I thought it was New York. No, I don't think it's New Yorker. I think it's just the New York. There's like two of them. Yeah, I was right, not New Yorker. Yep. House Speaker nominee Mike Johnson was the mastermind of the January 6th plot. Oh, they're already telling us that we must hate him. He is the architect of January 6th. By the way, he was one of the most and continues to be one of the most articulate advocates for election integrity. Okay, so it's the New York Magazine. They have a blog called The Intelligencer. It's very confusing, okay? Who has time to? And then they have the New Yorker Magazine and the New York Times. How many of the New York publications do we need exactly? Anyway, Johnson used to be a relatively obscure right-wing backbencher, threw himself behind Trump's election subversion crusade. At first, Johnson endorsed both Trump's old mail fraud claims and his newer voting machine theories. In a friendly radio interview 2 weeks before the election, he said, they're supposed to say this as a way to try to make you hate him. A lot of us know intuitively that there were a lot of amiss about this election day. The fact that all these states with Democrat leaders changed the rules, true, in the fourth quarter of the game, true, and the allegations of these voting machines, some being rigged, and a lot of merit in the software by certain voting companies. And when the president says the election was rigged, that's what he's talking about. The fix was in. Oh, the media hates this guy. Adam Schiff has come out and endorsed Mike Johnson for speaker this morning. You might be Googling who Mike Johnson is this morning. Let me make it simple. Johnson is a hard right pro-Trump leading election denier in the House. Sadly, this is what passes for speaker material in the Republican conference. That's an endorsement like I couldn't believe. Thank you, Adam Schiff, for giving your seal of approval. Adam Schiff with a 100% approval rating for Mike Johnson. Now, according to some left-wing website, he has a democracy score of F. I love this guy. Very poor democracy score. Remember, it's an oligarchy score, right? So they're scoring whether or not he defends a secret society of cabal elites that are untouchable by the people, the sovereign. So his oligarchy democracy score is he signed the Texas amicus brief. He objected to the certification of electoral college results in one or more states. He made false or irresponsible public statements against the democratic system. He voted against the impeachment or conviction of Donald Trump for inciting an insurrection. He voted against creating an independent commission to investigate the January 6th attack. And he voted against holding Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress. He gets an F. By the way, this is the Republican Accountability Pack that rates people from A to F on their defense of democracy. This guy sounds great. Now, the process that got us here was anything but simple, clean, clear. But it's not over yet. Do not celebrate. In fact, Tim Burchett just tweeted out, quote, "The swamp is right now trying to stop Representative Mike Johnson. Let's not allow that to happen." So let's not celebrate too much, everybody. It is not victory yet, but the most promising thing that Mike Johnson has put forward is the following. He said, we are no longer going to do CRs. We're going to do individual spending bills. That alone is a massive, major, and significant accomplishment that will make the Senate get out of their octogenarian country club, wake up those worthless old bulls in both parties that are getting massages and start working around 2:30 p.m. and they suspend all work around 4 p.m. The Senate is a joke right now. It's going to wake them up like, hey, guys, you're going to have to do some work now. Put the pressure on the Senate to get 60 votes. Make them have to debate. When's the last time the Senate has done anything? Nothing. And look, let's just make sure we're all clear. Mike Johnson has bad grades from the Republican Accountability Pack and all that. Mike Johnson will, of course, let us down on some things. Because it's Washington, D.C. The question is, will he fight more than he surrenders? And we're going to have a fair amount of understanding that he has a slim majority. He doesn't control every portion of the House. I mean, every portion of the U.S. Congress. But honestly, if Mike Johnson is going to just get us individual spending bills, that is a major and a significant and a material accomplishment. So I don't want you to get your hopes up too high if he ends up being Speaker. But he also is a border hawk. One of my favorite headlines is, for those of you that want a closed border, Mike Johnson is your guy. So if you want a closed border, Mike Johnson is your guy. And understand this. He also fits the mold of something that I care deeply about, that I happen to know a lot about. I think he will be able to travel the country, raise capital, recruit good candidates, to try to make us competitive so that we don't lose the House in 2025. 2024 election, 2025 cycle. And right now, we're probably going to lose the House. And the Democrat, Hakeem Jeffries, is like a 95% chance of becoming Speaker of the House. They're just outraising us. They're out recruiting us. They're winning lawsuits for redistricting. Republicans aren't fighting. In fact, it's an open secret in the Republican leadership that we're probably not going to have the House. Now, hopefully, we can improve our chances in that way. Mike Johnson is not a showman. He's a gentleman. He's old school. He's clean cut. He's an operator, a litigator. He can speak to both the donor class, which we need to raise a lot of money from, and also the grassroots. And understand, Trump can have some very long coattails. Trump can flip districts. When Trump is at the top of the ticket, anything is possible. So I don't want to make it seem as if it's a guarantee that Hakeem Jeffries is going to become Speaker of the House. But if we keep on getting outraised the way that we're getting outraised and out-recruited, it's not going to go well. So that's why we need a good speaker. And Mike Johnson would be a terrific speaker. And by the way, he's come on our program multiple times here on the Charlie Kirk Show. That's a great sign. He is high energy. He fought on the election integrity thing. He's terrific on the border. He's also, by the way, he cross-examined Merrick Garland in a terrific way. So this would be a serious accomplishment. Now, you also have to just make sure you caution Mike Johnson here. Be careful what you wish for. Do you really want to become Speaker of the House? And if Mike Johnson is just very clear and sets the standard, he should just say, look, I'm going to disappoint some people, and I'm going to surprise some people, but here is my clear promise. We are going to do piecemeal spending bills, and we are not going to do continuing resolutions and massive debt ceiling increases. That is my promise to you. We're going to make the Senate work. We're going to first fund out of 12 different measures. Let's fund the least controversial stuff to the most controversial stuff. Let's play cut 64.
Democracy is messy sometimes, but it is our system. This conference that you see, this House Republican majority, is united. I'm honored to have the support of my colleagues, and what they understand about this is servant leadership. We're going to serve the people of this country. We're going to restore their faith in this Congress, this institution of government. America is the last best hope of man on the earth.
United for now, we're going to watch the vote closely. If Mike Johnson becomes Speaker, that is a win for the grassroots. And then the real fight starts as this continuing resolution fight is coming to the doorstep of Congress. I want to talk about ReliefFactor.com. I want you guys to check out ReliefFactor.com. 100% drug-free, knee pain, back pain, joint pain, elbow pain. Check out Relief Factor Energy. Help makes your body make nutrients readily available. Relief Factor Sleep. I know a lot of you are probably having trouble sleeping. Relief Factor Sleep could be the best solution for you. Everybody goes to bed. Not everybody sleeps. We're all about helping people live lives that are filled with connection, exploration, passion, and emotion. That is what his life is all about. Make sure you guys are sleeping well. It's a major part of life. Check it out right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Okay, everybody, we're going to be monitoring this live. Let me tell you one other positive of Mike Johnson becoming Speaker of the House. One of the major difficulties that the McConnell NRSC and a challenge that the McCarthy camp dealt with was small dollar donations. Democrats, they are able to raise a significant amount of money through small dollar donations. Now, there's a lot of shenanigans and funny business with this Act Blue stuff. James O'Keefe was onto something. I'm telling you, there's something that is not right with this Act Blue stuff. I'm telling you, I don't know what it is. The numbers don't make sense to me. The flow of money is extraordinary. But understand, too, that Democrats take donating small dollars, $20, $30, $50, almost as a church tithe. The same way that people will give $30 a month to their local church or $10 a month to Turning Point USA, that a 32-year-old single, you know, wine lady who's a partner at a law firm who's super Democrat, she'll give $100 a month to Act Blue and split it between John Fetterman and Raphael Warnock. And Act Blue has done an amazing job of aggregating all this. And I'll just reiterate, it is ridiculously suspicious, the volume of quote-unquote small-dollar donations that flow through Act Blue. But even the suspicion aside, it is understandable that Democrats are better at raising small-dollar donations because their base doesn't ask questions. They just want power, they hate the right so much, and they're willing to flow capital. Our side is not that way. And if you talk to some consultants, of which not every consultant is bad, most of them are trash, but some consultants I've been talking to the last 6 months, and they say they've never seen an evaporation like the last 6 months when it comes to small-dollar fundraising for the NRSC. Obviously, RNC shouldn't get any money. Do not give money to the RNC or to the NRCC, which is the which was the McCarthy leadership pack. So the one wrinkle of positivity is that Mike Johnson becoming Speaker, you will be able to see some surge of small dollar support. I don't know how durable that will be. I don't know how reliable that will be, but that will now be a new revenue source because shows like ours will support him. Now, understand, you know, if and when Mike Johnson disappoints us, which will happen because it's Washington, D.C., so hopefully we take the disappointments in stride with prudence, weigh the positives and the negatives, and understand that with a four-seat majority, there's only so much you can do, and you have to cut a deal. Politics is the art of the possible. But we want to make sure that we are clear about red lines. And if I was to give Mike Johnson advice, I'm going to try to find his phone number. I'm going to text him this after he becomes Speaker. I'll say, congratulations, Mr. Speaker. If he ends up becoming Speaker, which it looks like it will, here's my advice to you. You need to set the expectation in your opening press conference so clearly and tell people that you're not going to love everything that comes out of here, but my standard will be this. We're going to change the actual process more than policy. That will be a major win. Tell the base, tell the audience, tell the people that are wary of double speak, talking out of both sides of their mouth politicians that we are going to, let's, for the CR coming up, we're going to do 12 different bills. We're going to work weekends. If it means we have to work over Christmas, so be it. The Republic matters more than getting out of Dodge on December 21st so you can go home and have a really nice Christmas break while the country still borrows $2 trillion. You need to set that standard now, Mike Johnson. I think he's all game for it. And say, look, we're going to have some things that we're not going to fight on. And he can say this in his opening salvo as speaker, say, I'm willing to work with Democrats on Israel funding, for example. On Ukraine funding, we're going to have a real big, robust discussion. On the border, this is a non-negotiable for our conference, and we're going to use every single member as leverage to secure the border. Weaponization of DOJ, but he'll say, look, this, the bad guys are going to fearmonger, like we don't want to fund, you know, Social Security and fund all this. He says, this is why we're going to do 12 different bills so that the necessary stuff is not held hostage around the controversial stuff. And it really comes down to one thing. As Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson needs to tell even the Democrats, hey, guys, you're going to be working weekends. We're not doing recess. We're not going back to your districts. This is basically going to be 90 days of work. We're going to work the Congress harder than ever before. And if he ends up getting elected as Speaker, which I certainly hope he does in the next couple of minutes, we're going to be watching it live, he basically needs to tell people the greatest statement he could give is, guys, we're working this weekend. That will be a change of business. Because I guarantee you these, you know, rhino Republicans and these transactional uniparty Democrats and the radical socialists, they have plans this weekend. Cancel them. Say, no. We've been doing 3 weeks of our own kind of speaker process. We got work to do. We're working through the weekend. We're working up to the continuing resolution. The American people gave us a mandate to govern, not just to go to cocktail parties and soirees, but to actually cut spending and reform the country. Mr. Johnson, my advice to you is set the expectation early.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I try to take care of myself. I try to eat right. And I love fruits and vegetables. I'd rather have them than anything else, but I know I don't get nearly enough. So I thought I'll try it for 2 months and no harm, no foul. If it doesn't work after that, then I've tried it and at least I know. Within 2 weeks, I noticed a huge difference in my energy, sleeping better at night, and just energy. I would get up in the morning and get up, not just sit around. You guys have got to try this. You have to try it. You owe it to yourself to try it.
The wife and I both think it's done a lot of good. We both think it's, you know, it's improved your overall day-to-day, how you feel. And we've turned everybody onto it. Our kids are on it. We've got brothers and sisters that are on it. We've got some neighbors we've turned onto it. So we're very pleased with the product and the results. It's not like you're Superman, but you definitely know you're healthier. You're going to lose weight. And I've never heard that said in any of the commercials, but by golly, you do.
I work in a school, so I'm around like 1,000 kids a day constantly. And so I wash my hands and use alcohol on them probably 100 times a day or better. And my hands are always cracking open and splitting. And I did not have that this entire winter. And I bet you anything, this is me, I bet you anything it's balance of nature, because it's the only thing I've done different. Like the guy on your commercial says, I'm going to keep on taking it the rest of my life, and I feel the same way. It's going really good. I mean, I feel better. Got more energy, and, you know, I can go through my day better.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code CHARLIE.
Now, just reading the tea leaves, it looks like Johnson is going to become speaker. Members are coming over and shaking his hand. There is a big circle welcoming line around Johnson right now. So let me tell you, you know, some Democrats are even going over and shaking Johnson's hand. And in some ways, Johnson is a perfect person for a very divisive time. He's incredibly conservative, but he has that kind of Southern gentleman, agreeable, very approachable way about him. Let's just put it this way. It's not very flashy. It's not about himself. You know, he was a backbencher, not a blowhard. He's a policy wonk. and he's been able to unite the conference. Honestly, God bless him, because he's an actual, legit conservative. And I'm going to keep on saying this. He will let us down. And that's okay. Politics is the art of the possible. I just want to make sure he's very clear about what he as speaker will do. Okay, let's play cut 75, please.
You know, Alvin Bragg has abused his office. I mean, he's obviously a Soros-funded political operative. He ran on his campaign platform was to get Donald Trump. So they identified the defendant before there was ever even an alleged crime. And everybody knows what this is about. Even Democrats who are honest, who will tell you quietly, they know what this is about. It's a political vendetta. They've weaponized the DA's office there, as they have other Soros-funded DA's offices around the country. And they're destroying our justice system in the process, the people's faith in the system itself.
So Mike Johnson talking there on our program, he's talking like a Republican base. And we've talked about for quite some time, Jack Smith, DOJ, as one of the biggest concerns, biggest issues facing our country. So Mike Johnson is going to make one of his top priorities as Speaker of the House. It's like, hey, if you want more money, the FBI better fix itself. Listen to this. Play cut 78.
People believe the system of justice is fair, and this FBI is not presenting that to the people. They want accountability for these egregious errors that they see, the blatant violations of Americans' free speech rights. We need changes in the FBI, and if they want to continue to request the funding, for example, for a $1 billion new headquarters, they have to show us they can respect the constitutional rights of the people they are supposed to serve and protect.
Love it. Speaker Johnson, or soon-to-be Speaker Johnson, let me give you some more advice. If you want to get some early wins with the base, with us, to accommodate what is politics, which is the art of the possible, we're not going to love everything, release all the January 6 tapes by Monday morning. Get those January 6 tapes out. Just get it done. You just got to get out of your system. Doesn't matter how many threats come from the intel agencies. Just get out the tapes. Get them out. That alone will be, wow. That will send a message to the rank and file, to the grassroots, to the everyday Americans that have been looking at Congress and hearing one thing and seeing another. Get those tapes out. Get those tapes out. That will be a massive message. Second thing, make Congress work this weekend. Make Congress work this weekend and then lay out, maybe you have to do the Karl Rove chart thing, which drives me nuts, but people are visual. Have charts. Come out on Monday morning or Sunday, if you are Speaker of the House, with 12 different boards and say, here's what we're going to do. We're going to break the spell. We're going to break the fever of deficit spending, $2 trillion of borrowing. And we're going to start with the least controversial bills, okay? Veterans affairs, national parks, most of our military. And we're going to work our way up and fund the government, fund our obligations in 12 different buckets. So you force the Democrats. Say, first, let's vote on the first one of these appropriation bills. Get the least controversial. By the way, we already did four. And yes, you're going to get, when you get to 7, 8, or 9, it's going to get contentious. When you get to 11 and 12, it's going to get really heated. Because then we're going to be dealing with the border. We're going to be dealing with Jack Smith. We're going to be dealing with Ukraine funding. But understand that the Democrats thrive and the Uniparty thrives on mixing the controversial with the necessary. And they put them together into this continuing resolution, and then they go immediately out to the cameras and say, well, I'm going to go vote for the CR because I want to make sure that our troops are funded. And that sounds like a great argument, but what's happened is leadership puts it all together into one bucket. And this breaks the spell very, very quickly. If you start to put things into different categories, different bills, 12 different ones, it is very hard for the bad guys to hide. And that's why there's been such a big fight over this. All the graft, all the corruption, all the nonsense, all the cronyism, all the lobbyism, quite honestly, hides within a broken process. And so Mike Johnson should say in his opening speech, amongst other things, I cannot promise results. I can promise immediate process reform. And that alone will empower the Ana Paulina Lunas and the Byron Donalds and the Chip Roys and the Marjorie Taylor Greens and the Lauren Boberts to be able to then say, whoa, 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 we can agree with most Republicans and some Democrats that we want the national parks to get funding or whatever the least controversial thing you could imagine. Okay? But then we will work our way up. And as we work our way up the ladder, I don't know, around bill number six, we say, does the FBI really need a new headquarters? Does the FBI really need a new, beautiful headquarters? And then if you want to all of a sudden pick a funding fight, you're not looping all of, or lumping all of this other stuff together into it. Here is Mike Johnson's stance on the U.S. southern border. Play cut 79, please.
Secretary Mayorkas, we have the frustrating responsibility on this committee of providing oversight of your agency, but I have to be honest and tell you, I'm not sure exactly what you do at the Department of Homeland Security other than great harm. On your watch, the data is pretty clear. We've had record levels of illegal immigration, a rapid decline in deportations, skyrocketing fentanyl deaths across our country, and the Secret Service, which is a DHS component, can't determine who left cocaine at the White House.
Man, he's smooth. He is a litigator. You could tell that guy has defended difficult positions in front of basically a quote-unquote legal firing squad. You could tell. Being a litigator in front of any Supreme Court in any major state in the country, that's a big deal. Presenting arguments in front of a Supreme Court, that is the ultimate exercise in Socratic dialogue. They'll interrupt you. They'll ask the most challenging questions. So he can handle CNN. He can handle the press. So let's look at this. You know, whatever the enemy means for evil, God will use for good. Last 3 weeks has been frustrating. It's been a headache. We've seen CR, debt ceiling, and all this. This needs to be a revitalization, but it also needs to be a revitalization, not just for the Republican Party, Republican Conference. Let's use this as momentum, use this as a reset, and get the Senate off of their tail to do some work. Make the Senate do some work. Empower our good guys in the Senate. Empower J.D. Vance. Empower Ron Johnson. Empower the good guys, Rand Paul, that have, quite honestly, there's been no spending bills for them to receive to go fight. Empower Josh Hawley to go throw some elbows and say, no, we're not going to fund Ukraine while our border remains wide open. By the way, those ranks are ascendant and increasing in the U.S. Senate. We now have Rand Paul, we have Josh Hawley, we have J.D. Vance, we got Ron Johnson, who is thinking correctly about this. There's some other great patriots that, quite honestly, I disagree on certain things, but, you know, Steve Daines is a great American. He'll come out on the right side of it if he sees the momentum. Right, we got Ted Cruz, we have Marco Rubio, who's talking like a nationalist populist. What I'm getting at is, let's go put more pressure on the Senate to go do their work. Yes, the Democrats have a majority, but they do not have a 30-seat majority in the Senate. They have like a 2-seat majority. And some of those Democrats, by the way, are in very difficult reelection campaigns, and we've been bailing them out. We got that overweight slob, John Tester. Let's go make him take some tough votes. We got Joe Manchin. Is he going to run for reelection? We got Sherrod Brown in Ohio. So Mike Johnson needs to say, okay, I'm going to shift. I'm going to move. I'm going to transfer. I am going to reappropriate the leverage onto the Senate and say, it's a ball game now, John Tester. You're in a tough election in Montana in a deep red state in a presidential year. How are you going to go vote, John Tester, on securing the border? How are you going to vote, Joe Manchin? How are you going to vote, Kyrsten Sinema? How are you going to vote, Sherrod Brown? All of a sudden, these red state Democrats that have been able to just go raise money and pretend like they're doing something for their constituents, they're going to get all sweaty. And Mike Johnson needs to be very clear. Yeah, we will work through Christmas. There's no escape hatch. There's no bailout. There's no CR that's going to let you hide behind the appearance that you're funding the vets and unicorns and, you know, health insurance for poor people. We're going to do this in separate bills. And Tester, Manchin, Brown, and Sinema in the Senate, how are you going to vote? All of a sudden, a Democrat majority looks kind of more like a center-right majority. That's how you use legislative leverage. And we haven't done that at all over the last 10 months. It's been CR, debt ceiling. It's been, quite honestly, a mess. So let's use this as a reset, as a revitalization, to all of a sudden put the Uniparty and the swamp and the regime that have been thinking that this fight amongst Republicans will be nothing but negative, nothing but heaviness, nothing but discord, say, fine, those last 3 weeks, it's been frustrating, it's been exhausting, The fever spell is breaking, and now the people are going to put the pressure on you, U.S. Senate, put the pressure on you, Tester, you, Manchin, you, Brown, you, Sinema, and all of a sudden the entire formula, the entire equation changes. Overnight. Have you become a member of the Charlie Kirk Exclusive yet? It's so easy. All you have to do is go to members.charliekirk.com today or charliekirk.com and click on the Members tab. Sign up for access to all of our exclusive content. Never before seen interviews, weekly columns written by me, all of my most recent speeches in one place, videos where I answer your questions, and so much more. Plus, we're going to be inviting members to Zoom calls with me starting very soon. So do not miss out. Help keep us uncensored by providing you with new content daily by becoming a member. Your support means the world to me and the whole team. Sign up today at members.charliekirk.com. If we have blessed you in any way, if this show has impacted your life, if you like the impact that we are making for other people and young people especially, consider becoming a member. It's affordable for people of all income levels. You guys get amazing perks and benefits, and it's only beginning. So go to members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. Welcome back, everybody. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Mike Johnson, when they tried to impeach Donald Trump, what was he doing? Play cut 81.
Members have called for removal based on a myriad of objections against this president. Representative Al Green of Texas filed a resolution in the House for impeachment after Trump called for players kneeling during the national anthem to be fired. I mean, come on. You don't like his political positions? Great. But you can't impeach a president because you don't like him. That's not how this system works. We're in a constitutional republic. There are rules here. There are standards. You don't get to make that decision. The voters in this country do. And we have an election coming up in about 11 months. Let the people decide. Don't put yourselves in their place. You don't have the right to do it.
Now, this is just a somewhat superficial comment. He has a great radio voice, doesn't he? I mean, most politicians in D.C. are just whining and whining. He's got a very good timbre to his voice. Easy to listen to. That stuff matters. He's got a great visual. He doesn't have that fake preacher thing that Mike Pence does. It's smooth. It's precise. I like it. So it looks like it's going to happen based on all the little tea leaves that we're going here. So we're kind of summarizing this, and I just want to repeat it. Set the right expectations. We don't have the Senate, but there are red state Democrats that are at high risk, and you must isolate them. The entire legislative agenda needs to be that Biden is running for re-election, Tester is running for re-election, Manchin is running for re-election, Sherrod Brown is running for re-election, and Sinema is. Isolate those four on issues that their states care about, 70-30, which is the border. If Mike Johnson puts the pressure on four red state Democrats in the Senate, all of a sudden, the whole ballgame changes. That should have been McCarthy's plan, and it wasn't. Second, he must just be very honest and very blunt in his opening comments that some people are going to get frustrated and let down, but he'll never lie to them, and he will change the process, and that is one of the big things. Just honestly, Mike Johnson should be like, hey, no days off. Sorry. No, we have way too much to do. We have way too much to do. But the most important issue, he must lay this out at the opening. Remember, so much in life is comparing your expectation versus reality. A great example is that if you have an expectation that you're going to go out with your wife to amazing steak dinner and you end up going and the food is terrible and it's loud and it's noisy, then you have a quote-unquote bad night. But if you have an expectation that you're going to Wendy's, you're going to get something at Wendy's. So much of life is what you think is going to happen versus what does happen, and the gap between expectation and reality, or the surplus between reality and expectation, is so much of how people judge or determine happiness. That's why when Donald Trump won the 2016 election, the expectation was for a lot of people he was going to lose. The reality was that he was going to win, and that's why the happiness and the measure was so beyond what people would have imagined. By the way, right now, people are applauding, standing ovation, because Mike Johnson just got nominated. It looks great. So much of life is setting the bar low. You got to under-promise, over-deliver. And that sounds so simple, but it does not happen enough. It does not happen enough. Mike Johnson should set the bar so low so unbelievably low. Say the only promise I'm making you is 12 different spending bills, okay? 12 different spending bills, I'll never lie, and we're going to work really hard, and we're not going to take days off. That, therefore, anything beyond that is going to be received as this major triumphant victory. So much of life is that. I know that sounds like an interesting equation, but another example is if you think your sports, your favorite sports team is going to go undefeated and they go 500, it's a terrible year. But if you're a fan of like the Washington, not the Indians, Washington Redskins, not the Commanders, stupid, and they go 500, like, this is the best year ever. Let's just listen to a little Elise Stefanik breaking news from the floor. Let's listen.
Energy and Commerce, Kathy McMorris Rogers nominated Mike Johnson in our conference. And she put it best, and I want to quote her today. She said, quote, "Trust has been broken and we have come to a standstill. How do we restore trust between members, leadership, and ultimately between Congress and we, the people?" Kathy went on to say, "There's a sense that it cannot be business as usual." She went on to note, "Above the Speaker's chair in the House chamber is our nation's motto, In God We Trust."
Elise Stefanik is giving a great speech. By the way, it's refreshing to hear somebody say "In God We Trust," not "In government we trust." Honestly, let's just wipe away the last 3 weeks. We as Republicans, we believe every day is new with God's grace. Let's just look at this as a new opportunity. Let's work our tail off. No more recess, no more days off, no more weekend. Put the pressure on the Democrats. Let's make this October 25th the start of a whole new thing. Everything that happened before, let's not hold resentment or revenge. We need every member of the Republican conference. Let's act like today is actually the first day of Congress. By the way, plenty of days left to make a difference. Plenty of days left. Make a constitutional reset. We need an attitude reset. I don't care, Emmer, if Matt Gaetz called you a bad name. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear any of this pent-up nonsense. Oh, I don't like Andy Biggs or Nancy Mace wore the A and it's all about her. I don't care. Wipe the slate clean, okay? Everybody's emotions got too high. You guys are going to fight yourself, petulant children, leaking on each other. Fine. You have a new opportunity to save the country. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear like, oh, this guy's a rhino, this guy's a moderate. Fine. How about this? New thing, new day. Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, is an exciting opportunity who, yes, will disappoint us on some things. And yes, will surprise us on other things. Set the expectation low. Put 12 different spending bills. Put the country first. High energy, work weekends, and most importantly, put the pressure on the good-for-nothing U.S. Senate to actually do some work for once. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
The United States Constitution guarantees every American fundamental rights and protection of life, liberty, and property. Salem is celebrating our founding document with a special offer, a 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph. Understand the value of these lithographs is another story. A master lithographer, immigrant named Theodore Oman, came to this country to find the American dream. 70 years ago in 1953, Oman printed a limited number of these exceptional Constitution lithographs. Go to SalemEventStore.com to read Oman's entire story. America's most important document stands as a testament to all Americans to maintain their liberties, freedoms, and inalienable rights. Buy it and display it proudly. Buy a gift for your family and friends, for all the teachers in your communities. There's a limited number, so act today. Go to SalemEventStore.com to get your exclusive 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph. Buy it and display it proudly. While limited supplies last, there's a limited time, so act today. SalemEventStore.com, SalemEventStore.com.